If you're tired of hearing about Maddie's high school baseball prowess, just wait 5 seconds until Anthony tells stories about his amateur tennis days.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
All right, welcome back. Rothman and Ice, Anthony Rothman, Maddie Ice Hayes. I think we've got a magnificent 7 practices left for Ohio State in the spring here. Dan Hope, senior reporter at 11 Warriors, is on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. We open that up and welcome on Hope Springs Eternal. Dan, good to have you.
Always good to be here.
If you went onto campus at Ohio State and just stood on a corner of, let's put you at High and Lane, let's give you a little pollster clipboard, and you had students walking by and said, who would you like to be the next Ohio State quarterback? Number one, what percentage of people could tell you their names? Number two, what percentage of people would actually have an answer for you because they haven't seen anything?
Yeah, well, I think as crazy as football crazy as people are at Ohio State, I think there'd be a decent amount that could tell their names. But in terms of having an idea of who might win, I think that might be tougher because, certainly – most people have not yet been able to see any of them throw a single pass in an Ohio State uniform yet. So that makes it tough, but, was able to get to watch a couple practices here the past couple of days and not get to see a lot, but at least get to finally get a first glimpse of those guys throwing a few passes.
Since you were there and you saw some things, even zooming out from the quarterbacks, what did jump out to you? Was there anybody that made their presence felt when you were kind of roaming the sidelines over at the Woody?
Well, what really jumped out to me was watching the defense and just watching the way that they were lining up, because the thing that they were doing when we were there on Monday was they were pretty much exclusively lining up with only two traditional linebackers on the field and then having a fifth defensive back out there. And I think that's interesting because, I think back to 2 years ago when we were out there in the spring and, they were experimenting a lot with the single high and the free corners. And, they weren't really talking about, oh, this is for sure what we're going to do. They were kind of just saying we're experimenting with different things. But that ended up being, their plan for the season. And so, I think it's worth reading into the fact that, they do seem to be at least heavily experimenting with this possibility of having, more of a five defensive back based defense, with having, that hybrid player, whether the bullet or whatever you want to call it, of having, three corners and two safeties out there as more of a base defensive look as they try to obviously improve that pass defense from what happened last year.
Dan Hope with us as we talk Ohio State football. Every coach is always looking for leaders, and a lot of them went out the door, and they do every year at Ohio State. Give me your feeling on who Ryan Day may lean on this year as being leaders in the locker room.
Well, when he was asked about this at the start of spring, the two guys that he brought up by name were Thayer Munford and Zach Harrison. So I think those are two guys to look at. Obviously, Thayer, he's a guy who's going into his fourth year as a starting left tackle. So I think he's an obvious candidate to be a team captain this year. Zach Harrison sounds like a guy who's really taken a big step in that regard in terms of being somebody who other players are listening to. A few other names that come to mind, certainly Chris Olave, another guy who, might be the best player on the team. I think he's probably a guy who's in line for captaincy. Haskell Garrett is a guy that I look at would be an obvious candidate to wear that number zero jersey this year with, everything he's come through. And I think, the way he played last year after overcoming all that adversity has gained him a ton of respect inside the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. And then, Marcus Williamson's a guy who talked to the media just last week. And, he's a really impressive guy to talk to, probably one of the best interviews on the team. And you get the sense that he's another guy who, has been there a long time, has gained a ton of respect from his teammates and that people look up to.
Dan, you touched on Chris Olave, and I think for a lot of people, myself included, I was surprised to see him come back. Another guy that hopped on the train for another year was also Jeremy Ruckert, and we saw down the stretch that the tight ends can make an impact here at Ohio State. It was something we've been joking about for a few years, waiting to see if these tight ends can make an impact. What do you think Jeremy Ruckert can bring to the table this year as a veteran guy who's been around for a little minute now?
Well, to me, I think he's one of the best tight ends in the country. I don't know that his stats are necessarily going to reflect that, just because of the fact that Ohio State typically doesn't throw a ton to the tight end and the fact that they're just absolutely loaded with wide receivers around him. But I think he's a guy who, you know, he's known more for his receiving skill, but I thought watching him last year, I thought he was excellent as a blocker. And he said, you know, that's really been his big point of emphasis so far this spring, is he's really trying to get even more consistent as a blocker. You know, Luke Farrell was a guy who was a fantastic blocker for the last few seasons, and he said he's trying to get to that same level of consistency. So I think if he can do that and continue to make strides as a receiver, you know, I think he's a guy who's going to be one of the best tight ends in college football. And I think Ohio State should find ways to utilize him as much as they can, because I think he has the potential to be a massive weapon for this offense.
Talking Ohio State football, spring practice with 11 Warriors, Dan Hope here on Rothman and Ice. Haven't heard any, you know, big-time injuries, thank goodness, but a couple guys are dinged and a couple guys that are unavailable this spring. Bring us up to date, if you will, and our listeners on that. I did see that Mitchell Melton had an injury. Do you know what that is?
I don't know the specific injury, but he was on crutches at practice yesterday, so it looked to be something lower body related. And they do have a pretty decent list of injuries piling up here, because Dallas Gant sidelined right now, Seven Banks, Haskell Garrett, Harry Miller, Cam Brown, you know, Court Williams, you know, those last two are guys who are recovering from injuries that they suffered during last season. But, you know, that is a pretty decent list of guys, and some guys that, you know, are expected to either be starters or at least have a chance to play significant snaps this year. So, you know, I don't think, you know, again, I don't think any of those injuries necessarily, I'm not sure about Melton, but I think in the others, you know, they're expected to be back in time for the fall. So, you know, a spring injury isn't necessarily the end of the world. But, you know, I do think, especially when you think about the time that they lost last offseason, it is unfortunate that they don't have some key players on the field right now, because I think this is such an important spring for everybody to develop and make up for lost time.
Did want to tap into this wide receiver room with you, because we know it's going to start and end a lot of the times with Olave and Garrett Wilson. But going back to last all season, a lot of people excited about the freshman wide receivers they were able to bring in. One of those guys transfers out, Mookie Cooper, but still some talented guys in the mix. Any of these young receivers not named Wilson or Olave you think can make a jump this year and really bring a punch to this offense?
Well, there's so much talent in that room. I mean, I think the first two guys I look at are Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Julian Fleming, because we saw them both play a little bit last year. But I think now, having, you know, a full off season under their belt, you know, having a little bit of experience, those are two guys that I definitely look to make a jump this year. And, you know, last year they were just kind of out there. They played a little bit. But I think this year, you know, I can see them definitely, you know, making a bigger impact, making some more impact plays. You know, obviously, you know, Olave and Wilson, I think, are still going to get the majority of the targets because they're so good. But, you know, those are two guys I look at there in the rotation who I'm definitely going to be watching out for. And, you know, I think even, you know, these freshmen coming in too, I mean, it's going to be hard to break into the rotation, but, you know, they've got three guys there. Marvin Harrison Jr., who just lost his black stripe today, and then Emeka Buka and Jaden Ballard as well. You know, those guys are talented enough that, you know, if one of them pushes their way into this rotation this year, I'm certainly not going to be surprised.
Good stuff. Always fun talking Ohio State football, and a lot of hype as usual. Dan Hope bringing it strong. Thanks, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
That is Dan Hope, 11 Warriors here on Rothman and Ice. If you missed any of that interview or anything on the show, hit up the podcast, 971thefan.com, or anywhere you get your podcast, just search Rothman and Ice.